This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, as well as FM 93.7 here in Tampa. And by the way, we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, like AM 950, The Answer, and FM 94.9 in Orlando. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, we also salute our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS, the mail haulers out there hauling everything that they're hauling, including our very valuable mail to us, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers getting the job done there. So many packages to be delivered still, and so much trouble with the weather. Unbelievable. Still having trouble with the weather, I might add. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're on Getter. And you can find us on Truth Social and Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, America on the end. All one word, Captain's America, lowercase. Now, our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That would be the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now, let me check the weather here real quick. Nope, it's not frozen yet. Might have some rain coming his way, though. Up there in the Detroit, Michigan area, we have got Edwards.
Good morning.
I threw a little extra reverberation in there. Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks, gals. It's an amazing low, 40, let's see, what is it right now? Unofficially 48 degrees where I'm at the Tampa airport.
Oh, man, pretty pleasant for this time of year. It's 30 degrees here.
Well, see, now you're getting the weather that we got. Now, did it get really cold the other day? It must have.
Yeah, it got pretty nippy. We had below zero temperatures. It felt like below zero, but it was about 18, you know, thereabouts for the high, and in single digits at night. So, you know, it's pretty nippy.
Okay, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, wow, have we got a mess to talk about this morning. Literally a mess. How about Title 42 and what the Supreme Court decided yesterday? Big surprise as far as what one of the justices did, Gorsuch, but thank God for John Roberts holding the line, and we wind up getting a stay here until they decide one way or the other. Now, I just had Denise Simon on the program, and she was acting like as if this was going to be decided sometime in February, end of story. I don't think so. I think it's going to drag on.
No, I did read that it was going to be settled in by February or whatever. But, see, Captain, there is another rule. I think it's Title 8 or something like that, that is actually more strict than Title 42 that Trump slapped on. And I don't know why that is being ignored. And
the one about the pandemic stuff?
What now?
We had one out there about the health emergency, which is still in play. Biden did not get rid of that. And as a result, you can't make any changes at all when it comes to the immigration because of this pandemic rule that was put down.
Well, we have other laws. What I mean is that there are certain responsibilities that are enumerated in our Constitution. There are specific duties, and the Biden administration and many others in the federal government realm have totally just chunked away those responsibilities, including protecting us, protecting the border. They refuse to do it. States are trying to do it. Biden wants to prevent states from protecting the citizenry from the hordes of illegal border crossers that are coming over here and wreaking havoc. Because we all know, anyone who's alive understands that the Biden administration is out to destroy this country. He's just finishing the Obama mission.
But I want you to know that he is well in charge, sitting in the Caribbean in Aruba, as he's trying to figure out the airplane situation. He's well in charge. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And you know, and you notice the major media is not up in arms about that, or Democrat colleagues or not. But remember when they had the sudden storm in Texas that year, and the senator from Texas, he skipped town.
Yep.
And he caught all kinds of hell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about double standards, and they really don't get. And the situation with him out of Texas, that was a sudden storm. It wasn't expected the way it happened. And so, but this was with Biden, this was planned out in the midst of an ongoing situation with our border and other things. So,
all right, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch with Ron Edwards. You're going to have an Edwards notebook when we come back. And we might even have a sip of some of that coffee you heard us talk about. Be right back.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Did you know the Declaration of Independence says basic unalienable rights come from our Creator? They are stated in the Bible's Ten Commandments. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee, the Ten Commandments enumerate our unalienable rights. When God gives commandments 6 through 10 that we will not murder, violate each other, sexually, steal, lie, or covet, He is saying everyone has a right of those bad things not to happen to them. When God gives commandments 1 through 4, He is saying we have the right to worship Him, both privately and publicly, in the ways He says He is to be worshipped. In Commandment 5, God provides the sanctity of family and parental rights. Thus, these provide the biblical basis of America's Bill of Rights. Seeing the link between the Bible and America's founding documents helps us to understand how they apply in both our personal and civic lives. Without this understanding, our patriotic efforts can amount to a hollow cheer of, "We need more God in government." For the real God of the Bible to rescue our nation, we must submit to Him as America's founding generations of Puritan pilgrims did, the founding fathers did, and other great Americans like Frederick Douglass and James Cash Penney, the founder of JCPenney stores. If not,
forget about it.
I'm Ron Edwards. Don't miss the Ron Edwards American Experience daily, 3 p.m. Eastern, via the Ron Edwards.
All righty, and this edition, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Constitutional Grounds. You see, Constitutional Grounds is a delicious hot air roasted coffee that's smoother, richer, healthier, and much less acidic than many other brands. Now, I make iced coffee, and I like my iced coffee, and I'm working on my second 16-ounce cup of iced coffee for the night. And I'm going to take a little sip right here, right now, because here we go. Oh, boy, that's good. Boy, that's good. I'm telling you, you got to try this out, folks, Constitutional Grounds. It's got the delicious taste that many, including me, are raving about. It just is not acidic. You know how some coffees are acidic? They bite you. Next thing you know, you got a hole in your stomach, or it feels like it because your stomach starts burning. Uh-uh. Not this stuff. So simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display via the RonEdwards.com website to make your purchase. Make sure that you tell them the captain sent you, because Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There goes that masked man again. He rides through every now and then in that big black horse he's got. I'm telling you, you gotta keep track of the guy. All right. Well, you know, I wish I didn't have to mention this subject at all. I got a friend of mine yesterday, a Gold Star dad, talked to me over at Mission Barbecue. And he had just gotten back from out west in the Rocky Mountains. They had spent Christmas out there at a camp or cabin or something like that that somebody let them go use. Now, here's the deal. No luggage. Their luggage did not return with them. They have no idea where it is. You can probably guess who the airline is they flew on. But I don't know what the hell is going on here, because I looked at FlightAware a little while ago, and I just looked at it while we were talking during the break.
Sure.
2,700-plus flights delayed. 62% of the flights delayed belong to Southwest. And some of them are canceled. Not all of them. Some of them are canceled.
Yeah. Well, do you remember when the government was playing gangster and making everyone take shots, and all the pilots were taking shots, and some of the pilots didn't want to, and this, that, and the other. And you and I have agreed that in the majority of places where most people took the shots, they're getting sick. They're getting
right.
Corona China virus.
Yep.
And I think that's the case with Southwest. Of course, they're not going to tell you that because they don't want to admit that it's most likely you'll continue to get sick after taking the shot, because they want everyone mm-hmm. to have the shot, even though they're not forcing it on everyone right now.
Well, see, I did mine backwards, remember, because I got sick and didn't even know it. I was really, really sick.
Yeah.
Months before this ever came out, come to find out, I had the immunity in me. They found that out through a blood test they did. And the doctor says to me, he says, "You already had this thing." I was shocked when he said that. I was shocked.
Well, you're one of the rare ones that probably will not have any negative impact from taking the shot or whatever.
I didn't, because of that. That's why I took the shot, because I knew it wouldn't bother me.
Yeah, so that's good.
But I'm done now. I'm done.
Yeah, but many proven cases, by the way, that's not been the situation.
No.
You're blessed, and that's a good thing. But I think that's just my deal about Southwest.
You could be right. You could be right, because there's something screwy going on here. And again, when you take a look at this day after day after day after day, the number one carrier that's having the most trouble is Southwest, day after day, for the last week.
And I think they had the highest percentage of pilots taking those shots. And I remember, man.
Could be.
They were just, because I remember they were protesting against it. They were, kicking games.
The number one airport with the most delays inbound and outbound was Denver. The number two inbound and outbound was Chicago.
Yeah. Well, see, Chicago.
That's a big hub for everybody.
Yeah, Chicago, Denver, Atlanta, Kennedy, they have a lot of problems anyway, all the time. For some reason, American airports, not only are they amongst the most backward-looking airports in the world, they're the most horribly run in the Western world. I mean, if you go to Heathrow or in some of the other major airports around the world, it's much smoother, airports look much better, and you come here and it's like, oh, my God. What's going on here?
Well,
it's just crazy stuff.
I hate to have to talk about an American airline or an airport like the way we just did. We shouldn't have to. We should be the shining example for everybody else to follow.
We taught the world how to fly. We were the first to build major airports, but we have fallen far behind, just like we have in train transportation. Japan was building a nationwide bullet trains in the 1960s, and California cannot build a bullet train from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and now they're talking about if we do complete it, it'll be completed in 2030. At a cost of $100 to $200 billion, when it was promised to be done within a few years for $10 billion.
They got the train from us that we didn't want, that they were going to have over here to go from St. Pete to Tampa to Orlando and maybe down to Miami, make one of those types of runs, but we didn't want it. Rick Scott got rid of it. They got the train and all the money that went with it, and they still can't figure out how to go from Las Vegas, where this train was going to go, down to Los Angeles. They still can't figure that out.
Well, it was supposed, when the voters in California, they voted on a super train that was supposed to be running from San Francisco to Los Angeles.
Correct, correct.
And they can't, and then they rerouted it for political favors in a direction that it's just way around it, and it's going nowhere.
Yep.
And even Newsom, of all people, even Newsom said, "Oh my God, this is a tragedy." Even he admitted that.
All right. Well, let's move along to the migrants that are hiding just out of sight down there in El Paso. 20, or maybe as many as 30,000, ready to go, waiting on Title 42 to be canceled so they can just bum rush the border. Is what we've been told. Well, that's not going to happen for a little while yet.
You know what, Captain? This is retarded, and this is evil at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be the number one country in the world, and we want to spend money to protect the border of Morocco, but we don't want to protect our own.
And you've Libya.
Got thousands,
Syria.
You've got thousands of people waiting. Is if they have a right to charge into our country, abuse ranchers, you know, the stories I get from down there, a couple of people we know that own land down there, it's just, it's crazy. And this administration, this Biden administration, it's very frustrating to see what's happening. And you hear from people, and you real stories of just totally trashing ranches. And this administration doesn't even give a darn.
Don't forget that Joe is over in Aruba along the beach, probably having some margaritas, and he's definitely governing because he's taking care of the airplane situation down there.
Yeah. Well, he's governing Nero style. So, you know, so there you have it.
All right, well, here comes the music. I'll let you go, and we'll be talking to you on Saturday, my friend, so take care.
You too. Bye.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Check it out, theronedwards.com, the website, theronedwards.com, for more information about him. I'll be right back with the Sports Zone quarterback.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that Title 42 would remain in place for the time being, delaying the potential for a huge increase in illegal crossings. In a brief, unsigned order by the Supreme Court, the justices stopped a trial judge's ruling that would have lifted the measure, creating more havoc at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Biden, vacationing in St. Croix, spoke to reporters near the tarmac.
The court is not going to decide until June, apparently, and in the meantime, we have to enforce it.
More than 30 people have died in the Buffalo, New York area after a strong winter storm blanketed it, making it one of the deadliest blizzards there in decades. Erie County executives said three additional deaths were confirmed Tuesday, bringing the area's official number to 31. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, has been authorized to coordinate efforts in the greater Buffalo metro area, announced Tuesday. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This segment of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan and all those Nissan dealerships. Now, don't forget, they've got a Nissan dealership in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. They have the Nissan dealership right here on Florida Avenue, next door to the Acura dealership. And the all-new Moss Nissan up there in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Parkway exit right there. And you'll see it. You get off the parkway, make the right turn. It's the second building on the right, about 100 yards in. Won't miss it at all. And all you got to do is check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you, and watch what happens. All right, here he is, the man, the myth, the sports legend. Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. right here on my flagship station, it's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, wait a minute, hold it, hold it. I got some people want to say something. Yay! All right, go ahead.
All right, Captain. Good morning. Good morning, everybody out there. Little hump day today. Let's get through it. And New Year's is right around the corner. Let's have a great New Year, and let's do a random act of kindness for our fellow man, and let's have a good attitude.
Do I still get a chance to say ho, ho, ho for New Year's?
Yeah, why not, man? It's the holiday season. Let's stay in the Christmas spirit, Captain. I like your thinking. Why not? You know? It's all good. Speaking about Christmas spirit, man, this kid Luke, man, for the Mavs, Captain, I mean, 60 points, 20 rebounds, 10 assists. I mean, that's a heck of a triple-double, okay? I mean, wow.
You sure you aren't watching a football game?
I'm telling you, man, that was crazy, Captain. This Luke Doncic can play now with the best of them. What a comeback win against the New York Knicks. That's the story of yesterday. I have to let everybody know about that one. That was an unbelievable basketball game. So I got to give credit where credit's due in that department. Cardinals, Watt, he's gonna retire from playing ball. What a great defensive end. He put a lot of pressure on Brady. Friday night. He gave 100% effort for that team, and they're going nowhere. That's a class act right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely wish him well in his retirement. Doing some great college games this weekend, Captain, and this week, as well as pro games. Nick Foles, the quarterback for the Colts right now, since they've sat in Matty Ice, okay, Matt Ryan.
Yep.
And curious who they're going to bring in to be the head coach. For the Colts, there's talk about Jim Harbaugh, you know, the Michigan coach. He was at San Francisco. He was at Stanford, San Francisco. And he played for the Colts. He played quarterback for the Colts and had a decent career. And hopefully they bring him in to be the head coach there.
They are bringing him in?
Now, they're talking about bringing him in for interviews. So we'll see if they, you know.
But is that what he wants?
That's the question, Captain.
He's done a great job in the college level.
He really has. At Stanford, now at Michigan. And, hey, they have a shot to win the
And by the way, I think he's playing for the national title, is he not?
Yes, sir, he is.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if they can, you know, I think take care of TCU, but then I don't know if they'll be able to take care of Michigan. But, I mean, pardon me, if Michigan will be taking care of Georgia. But. Who's to say Ohio State can't upset
on any
Georgia
given day?
Any given day, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen. I mean, Georgia looks like the front runner. They just look like it's their year. They mm-hmm. should have all the. But as you said, you know, things can happen in the playoffs, in any playoff scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Staying on football, San Francisco 49ers, we just mentioned them because of Harbaugh. Samuel, great wide receiver, Debo, may return to practice for this week. So that will help out the 49ers for this week and for the playoff run.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, they're down to the third quarterback, Purdy. Can you believe it, Captain? They're one of the better teams in the NFC. And it's been a crazy year. The backup quarterback has kind of been the answer for a lot of teams this year to hang in there and stay afloat. So
it's good they got him.
Yeah, absolutely. You always have to have a second guy there to help you out. I mean, it just makes all the sense in the world. If people were watching the Charger game the other night, Derwin James, he's just a very aggressive player, and he drilled somebody, man. It was, whew, what a hit. But he hurt himself in the process, too, and gave himself a concussion. He hit the guy so hard, Captain, and now he's on protocol. They ejected him from the game, matter of fact. That's how brutal it was. So we'll see what happens with him and what type of fine he's going to get in that department. So. You know, NBA, they're starting to get into kind of the rhythm there. Orlando's only been with you for about a month now. I want to give a shout-out for our friends out there in Orlando, the Orlando Magic. Hopefully we'll get back to better days here in the future. Hockey, the Lightning have been, you know, up and down. Boy, when they play well, Captain, sure, they're tough to beat. They can play with anybody. So
if they could find a plane to fly on.
Man, Captain, that's the truth. That's a good one, sir.
Let me tell you something. I hate to interject with your trend of thought, but I got to say this. I just went over to FlightAware while you were talking.
Yes, sir.
And it's gotten worse percentage-wise for Southwest already this morning.
Yeah.
As far as canceled flights, gotten worse.
Yeah.
As far as delayed flights, both of them are up where they were when we started. Unbelievable what's going on over there.
Yeah, now the weather, you know, I want to give him a little bit of an out, using some slang there, give him a little bit of a break to, you know.
And the second and third worst on-time records this morning for airlines belong to two China airlines, China Eastern and Air China.
There you go. There was a guy who used to say China that gave me a chuckle.
Who?
President Trump.
China.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. That was funny stuff. No, hey, man, we just got to get back again. We just got to start. We're accepting mediocrity around everything, and I don't get it. I mean, let's strive for greatness. Let's make things great. Why did everyone get so mad about that term? It still baffles me to this day.
Thank you.
It's funny how, you know, just different sides. I mean, does the military captain say, oh, that was close enough, Captain? That's, you know?
Well, oh, no.
Be right on
the no.
I mean, it just doesn't work that way. Anything.
Now, there might be some units that might say, oh, that's okay. You gave it your best effort. No, that's not the way it works. No. You get it done if it takes you 100 times. You get it done.
Yeah. There's been a little too much leniency in every department, but not as much, obviously, in the military. But, Captain, things got to get better, brother. They just have to, sir. God bless everybody out there. Hey, if I can be of any help to anybody when it comes to insurance needs, please give me a call. Love to meet you for a cup of coffee. Sit down, talk about it. I bet when you finish, two things are going to happen. I'm either going to save you money or you're going to feel good that you met with me to say, you know what, I have the best plan for my needs. Either way, it's a win. And I don't know why you wouldn't want to do that. At least give me a call at 813-966-1052. Captain will tell you, if it's not the right fit, I tell people, stay where you are. And if it is, I move you. It's that simple. It's not about making sales. It's about making friends. It's about making clientele. It's about getting referrals. It's about doing the right things for the right reasons. Captain can vouch for me. Been doing it for a lot of years. I help out at least one person a day. That's my goal in life. Because if you do that, things are going to be blessed to you. No question about it. And I can help out other people. And that's what it's all about. So please feel free to give me a call anytime. 813-966-1052. I saved a guy yesterday, Captain, when I left the Mission Barbecue. $1,000 a year on his pharmaceuticals. And I put $2,000 back in his month. This is Part B Medicare rebate. Mm-hmm. These are things I do for people to help them out. So take advantage of listening to me on the Captain. And I can help you out also. Matt, always a pleasure. God bless you. I'll talk to you Friday. Go over the college games and the pro games that are going to have playoff implications. And you take care of yourself today, sir.
All right, you too, and stay low.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Captain.
Patrick Hyland. Patrick Hyland, Sports Zone quarterback. And by the way, you can go over to Facebook and look up the group, the Sports Zone. You can join that group. You can follow that group and become a part of it because they put their podcast over there. They put a lot of their different guest comments and different things over there. You can get involved in the group. And they're happy to have you over there, the Sports Zone over on Facebook. That's the name of the group. And, of course, that's their radio show, too. All right, coming up, we've got the one and only consumer quarterback. That would be Brandon Rimes. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Brandon.
This is the Captain America Third Watch.
Why should I do?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. That's who that was. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends down in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. Now, they are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their shades, blinds, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs in the local area. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can give them a call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Once again, that number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, the consumer quarterback is on the telephone line right here, and that would be none other than Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Last time I saw you yesterday, you were stuffing your face.
Hey, that was some good Mission Barbecue. I tell you, I love that place.
Well, they are the best in the country when it comes to doing what they do. They stand up for our veterans. They stand up for our first responders. They stand up for our churches and our church pastors. It's all about America. And every day at 12 noon sharp,
they play the national anthem.
Love it. I love that. We need more patriotic-type businesses in our country.
You bet we do. All right, well, I got to talk to you about something here because people, after what's gone on here in the last week, people are going to start shaking their heads and wondering if they really want to move to the South because we got a situation going on down here all across the South right now. And I hate to pick on an airline, but I gotta mention who the worst airlines are when it comes to cancellations and delays and have been for a week. Number one at the top of the list is Southwest. Their percentage of canceled flights, they're only operating 62% efficiency right now as far as scheduled flights. And their delayed flights are up to 3% from 1%. Now, behind them, and this is really weird, behind them, China Eastern, Air China, Spring Airlines, SkyWest, Lion Air, Shenzhen Airlines. Again, most of those are Chinese, obviously. Wings of Body, I'm not even sure where that is.
Wow.
Batik Air, I don't have no idea who that is. And then Spirit makes out the top 10.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. I had not heard about that, but I do know that, you know, as much as the left talks about this climate cult, you know, the climate cult side, that the airlines and private flights are one of the worst perpetrators, you know, rather 10 times or 100 times more than just us in our regular SUVs or sports, you know, vehicles that we drive down here. So I remember Tucker Carlson doing a show about that a few nights back. It was interesting.
So Joe Biden goes to Aruba to be down here in the Caribbean and make sure he tells everybody, I'm working to ensure the airlines should be held accountable for the cancellations. Really? You think he's going to be doing that in Aruba? I don't.
No, he don't care. He's not gonna, he's not doing anything of the sorts. Just like he's not going to the southern border. Just like he rolled out of Afghanistan prematurely. Like, the guy is just completely inept.
And we had a bunch of people we left behind that were killed. We all know that. Now this storm, yep. By the way, more than 30 dead in New York State and across the country. It's up to 61 or two.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, man. It's crazy stuff. Inflation at the worst record numbers, and people are struggling. You know, people are struggling right now, and it's only going to get worse once they start raising taxes and having those 87,000 new IRS agents to enforce it. It's going to get a lot worse.
Well, I can tell you that according to the stock market, Southwest has lost 5.51% of their stock amidst the storm of criticism that they've been getting.
Yeah, it's interesting. You see with the consumers, they're able to react, and you see, you know, a similar story. I just had a friend of mine I was talking to yesterday. He said he was watching Disney with his two, you know, adolescent boys, and of course, one of the actors, one of the people in the show, I can't remember if it was a cartoon or not, but they started kissing the other boy, and he said, "Daddy, what is that? Is that a girl?" And you know, he had to explain it to his kid. That no, this is that's not normal. That's not, you know, what how it goes. And
no.
So he said right away he just canceled Disney Plus. He canceled his subscription to, and he thought about buying the stock, but he said, no, I'm not going to buy the stock. You know, even though it's down, I'm not going to buy it.
Of course, and you got to be so careful what you have the kids watching on TV.
Yeah, it's one more way that the left is infiltrating our country, and they're, you know, taking over. I mean, it's so bad, you know, running our elections into the ground now and just
let's talk,
that kind of stuff, man.
Let's talk about what's going on in the housing business because I'm hearing mixed reports. What is going on?
Well, you know, housing it's really driven. Interest rates are up, but they're not up horribly bad. I mean, they're still at a decent rate, you know, depending on where you're at in the country and how much you put down your credit scores. So it's really driven more about the inventory levels. So inventory is extremely local. It's regional. It matters how much building is going on your side of town or your area that you want to relocate to. And new construction starts are down. So the inventory levels is still super low, especially, for example, here in Southwest Florida or South Florida. You know, just that the inventory levels are still low. So I think in the spring we're going to have a nice buying season, you know, coming up in these next 4 or 5 months, especially here in South Florida. But I know since you're a nationally syndicated show host, speaking to the country, it breaks down into your different geographical locations. So with Keller Williams Realty, we can help you throughout the country, wherever you're at. If you want expertise and you want professional guidance, our network can reach from sea to shining sea, of course, in the United States and beyond. So Keller Williams Realty, the number one real estate company in the world, we can help you.
My question is there any one area that's really worse than any other area or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I think it's still going to be your blue states, your especially the colder northern states. Those are going to be slowing down significantly. I mean, especially with some of the snow that you're seeing in Buffalo and different areas of the country, those are going to be really slow areas.
Watertown.
Some of your exactly. Yeah,
and they're talking about 4 feet of snow in Buffalo. Meantime, nobody said a word about Watertown, and they're 6 feet.
That's crazy, isn't it? I mean, I've seen some of the photos.
I live there. I live there. It's not crazy, but people adapt, improvise, and overcome. They buy equipment that you can get around in, first of all. And by the way, when it got that bad, when you couldn't get on the roads, guess what we did?
What?
Snowmobile.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know some people that are snowed in up there.
Yep.
You know, friends of friends, they're snowed in. They're stuck inside. The pipes are frozen. No water. No water. So yeah, people should be leaving those places, coming on down this beautiful, sunshiny Florida. And I'm going to be going fishing here later in the week. So enjoy it while you can.
You going out to sea?
I might go inshore. You know, the least amount of work I got to go out. So if I can go inshore, catch some snook and some redfish, maybe some mangrove snapper. We can do all that right here inshore.
Because some of those guys go out 100 miles or more. They say, we've got to go out 100 miles to catch our fish or whatever. That's never made sense to me.
Yeah. That's for the grouper out there. If you want to go catch some grouper.
All right. Well, tell us how to get a hold of you. Give us your website.
Yes, sir. ConsumerQB.com. It's consumer, like the Consumer Quarterback Show. ConsumerQB, like quarterback.com. And my direct dial is 813-917-1894. That's the Tampa number at 813-917-1894. Thanks, Captain.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
All right, that's Brandon Rimesey, consumer quarterback. Now, I got to make this real quick because I realize that I'm almost out of time. I have made an arrangement. I'm going to be speaking at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club on the 18th of January, Wednesday, at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club with the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club. Looking forward to that. I've been down there before with that group, a very good group of people. Looking forward to coming down there and rocking the house again. So get your tickets now for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club, the luncheon on the 18th of January at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club. It's going to be a great time, 11:30 to 1:15, thereabouts. I'll be talking for about 20, maybe 30 minutes. I'll be taking some questions. We're going to get everybody involved that's in the house, so there you go. Can't wait, can't wait, can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, I'll see you all tonight on the Radio, folks. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.